Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
Your colleague Debbie Gallant reported on NJ News Commons yesterday that in a conference call, about 80% of Patch's editorial staff nationwide was let go. Now, Mary, you look at community news coverage in New Jersey every week. This is a big deal. Why did they do it?
Well, AOL, which owned Patch, was under pressure from its board members to make Patch profitable, and that wasn't happening. They sold a majority stake to Hale Group just 2 weeks ago, and Hale Group has made this decision to let go of employees, I guess, to unload a lot of the cost.
Now, Patch is a network of local community news sites. The first ones were in New Jersey, right?
Yes, Maplewood, South Orange, and Milburn were the first three sites. There's now 89 Patch sites across New Jersey, and they're going to remain, but a lot of them are going to be without local editors. It could have a real impact on local news reporting in the state of New Jersey.
And we should mention you worked at a Patch site, correct?
Yes, I was an original freelancer when they launched in February 2009, and I became the Maplewood Patch editor in October of 2009.
So what's going to happen? What's going to remain of Patch, and what will it be?
Well, when Hale Group took over Patch 2 weeks ago, they said they were committed to Patch being a resource for local communities and businesses. They mentioned writers in there, but it looks like they have a skeleton crew of 9 editorial employees left in New Jersey, and they're going to focus on about a third of the sites with some original content. I think there's going to be a lot of aggregation on the other sites, but we'll see.
What does this mean for Beyond Patch, just for any local community-based news in New Jersey and beyond?
Well, it could be an opportunity for independent sites to start up. It could be an opportunity for other networks of news sites to expand. But it does mean those communities could be lacking in local reporting, something that's really important to keep an eye on your government officials.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Again, if you want to find out more about this story, check out your website, NJ News Commons. Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. This is New Jersey Public Radio.